98% pure potato.
98%
pure potato. Hello and welcome to the latest podcast from 98% Pure Potato. John Griffiths speaking here. Today I wanted to look at one of the questions when we talk to the first generation of planners, a selection coming from J. Walter Thompson and from Burns Massimi Pollitt. And the question we asked them was, what do you think about digital? We were most curious as to what they made of digital and social marketing. And the question we asked them was, is it a whole new ball game or is it more of the same? And it was interesting to see how they responded to it. Overall, they regarded it as being exactly the same as what planners always do. And I want to explain why they came to that conclusion. Planners are always required to understand communications channels and to understand how to use them. What I think I hadn't appreciated quite so much was how new so much of the communication channels were. They may be familiar to us, but to the planners at the time, they were relatively new. I'll give you two examples. One being the use of Sunday color supplements, which had only come in 3 or 4 years before, and which CDP had used to great advantage. So the idea of using high resolution color glossy ads was a novelty, particularly on a weekly basis. And the other great example was that when planning started, the television ads were in black and white, and within 2 years were in colour. So that was actually quite a significant change. And so therefore what planners were having to do was to come to terms with how these channels worked and how to make the most of them. They didn't simply accept them. And I think this is something that planners have always had to do. One is always involved in translation. You never take it for granted that the channels you've got are static and are have to be used in the same way. In fact, one of the criticisms that was made, the kind of David Ogilvy, here's a bunch of rules and you always do the same thing, was that although that was apparently based on measurement, they came to be seen as rules which didn't always apply, but the agency was always trying to apply them because that's what David Ogilvy wanted. So I think that role of innovation and exploration is really important. And just to give you a couple of comments from the interviewees, Paul Felbick saw digital as a subset of direct marketing. I think he was leaning very much towards its measurability and saying, because actually we've had direct response for the best part of 100 years, surely it's working in exactly the same way and we should look at it that way. David Cowan made an observation that we were in a much weaker state now because of the way in which media departments had hived off and become media independents by themselves, and that therefore planners had a much less sure grasp of how media channels worked and were being encouraged to develop communications campaigns without actually getting to grips with how those communication channels work. That was somebody else's job. That was the job for the planner in the media agency. James Best thought likewise that it was more of the same, but the trouble we have now is that the margins are a lot less, therefore there is less time to think about these issues. So just as communication channels proliferate, the planners have less time to think about how each one works. And then the next point really is about the difficulty of keeping people's attention. Jan Zajac talks about the problems of fragmentation. The real joy of developing campaigns when he was working was that you were using channels which allowed you to talk to everyone and that people would see your ad more than once, so there was something shared. And fragmentation of the channels had destroyed all of that. And Christine Gray built on that by saying that actually it was going to be much, much more difficult to get people's attention because there was so much more to distract them. And Roderick White raises another issue, that because planners like to get there first and they're the ones who are quickest to find solutions, if you have a constant feedback loop, it means that you're in danger of having to take the feedback coming in quicker and jump to conclusions which may be wrong conclusions, but also that you get clogged, that there's simply too much feedback coming through and it paralyzes you rather than helps you to think through things. And Doug Richardson kind of summarizes it really and says, look, the point of what planners do is to stand back and to stand above it all. So it is more of the same, but if you get too executional, too tactical, you're going to get caught in too much detail. The game is still the same for digital planning as it always was for any other kind of planning. However, what is needed is perspective and standing back. I think one of the most interesting insights came from Ev Jenkins because she has a daughter working in qualitative research, so she's still getting feedback and thinking about how digital is working. Although the planners we spoke to said it was more of the same, most of them were quite relieved to have got out of it so they could go on and do other things because that job of translation needed doing all over again. And I think it's something they would rather not do because of the complexities involved. But Ev made a really interesting comment. Rather than bewailing the fragmentation, she comments on sitting on the bus, watching people, consuming digital media through their phones, and the fact that they were all by themselves, and that therefore communications have become a solitary experience to be communicated with, which was not the way most of these planners had worked through their career. So the way Ev describes it, is people in little bubbles as she was watching them on the bus, each in their own social media bubble, but actually alone as they're consuming things. And she points out that this is a whole new role for qualitative research. She goes straight to ethnographic research and understanding what people are doing within their bubbles. So I'll just read that section, the way she finishes it. I don't think it's any different. We're in danger of overcomplicating things. If one person is doing social media, watching television, shopping in Tesco, watching the pennies, worrying about the kids, worrying about how they can afford a holiday, all of those things, if one person can do all of that, then a planner can track all of that, and it has to be tracked as a whole and looked as a whole. But if you start slicing people out and having committee meetings between the digital planner and the social planner, I think it's stupid. I think someone has to understand the total and not just the bits and pieces. So, just to draw this podcast to a conclusion, what we're saying is that they think it's more of the same, that the job of translation is still going on, but that the job of the planner has got to be to stand back and look at this as a whole and how communications is working and not to get caught up in the details of execution. I hope that was helpful.